理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 2. Color. Comic strip.
Which one do you want to wear, Eddie?
I'd rather wear blue than pink. Pink is a girl's color.
There's nothing wrong with pink, you know. But blue looks good on you.
Reading. A. Colors and your moods. Millie found an article about the relationship between colors and moods in a magazine.Here is the article. Find out what the different colors represent and how they affect us.
Colors and moods. Do you know anything interesting about colors? Did you know that colors can affect our moods? Colors can change our moods and make us feel happy or sad, energetic or sleepy. This report explains what colors can do and what characteristics they represent.
Calm colors. Have you ever walked into a room and felt relaxed? It could be because the walls were painted blue, a calm and peaceful color. Some colors make us feel calm and peaceful. Blue is one of these colors. Wearing blue clothes or sleeping in a blue room is good for our mind and body because this color creates a feeling of harmony. Blue can also represent sadness. So you may say,I'm feeling blue when you're feeling sad. White is another calm color. It makes you feel calm and peaceful. You should wear white if you're feeling stressed. White is also the color of purity. Many women like to be in white on their wedding day.
Warm colors. Some colors can make you feel warm. These colors can give you a happy and satisfied feeling.People living in cold climates prefer to use warm colors in their homes to create a warm and comfortable feeling there. They would rather use colors like orange or yellow than white or blue. Orange represents joy. It can bring you success and cheer you up when you are feeling sad. Yellow is the color of the sun, so it can remind you of a warm, sunny day. Yellow is also the color of wisdom.Some people prefer this color when they study for exams. For example, they may use yellow stationery.
Energetic colors. When you feel tired or weak, you should wear energetic colors such as green. Green can give you energy, as it is the color of nature and represents new life and growth. However, it is also the color of envy.When we say someone is green with envy, it means he or she is very jealous.
Strong colors. Anyone in need of physical or mental strength should wear red clothes. Red is the color of heat and represents power and strong feelings. Wearing red can also make it easier for you to take action. This can help when you're having difficulty making a decision.
Integrated skills. A. Mrs. Rainbow. A. 2. Millie is watching the teen show. Listen to the interview with Mrs. Rainbow carefully and help Millie complete her notes in part A1. Welcome to the teen show, Mrs. Rainbow. You use colors to help people change their moods and improve their lives, right?
Yes, that's right. I'm here to explain how color works.
Mrs. Rainbow, you've been doing this since you left college. Can you tell us more about it?
I use special oils in my therapy. These oils have different colors and smells. I can use them to change people's moods.
How do you do that?
Well, for example, if you are feeling sad, I'd ask you to think of a warm, sunny place.The color orange cheers people up, so I'd use some orange oil and rub it into your skin.
I see. What if I can't sleep? Can you use color therapy to help me?
Yes. If you want to sleep, I'd ask you to think of the color white. This can help to make you calm. I'd ask you to close your eyes and relax. Then I'd take some white oil and rub it into your skin.
Very good.How about other kinds of color therapy?
Well, I can also help people choose the right color to wear. For example, people with dark hair and dark skin look good in red and purple. People with pale skin and blonde hair look good in orange and green.
That's very useful information to know. Thank you, Mrs. Rainbow. A3. Millie wants to make an appointment to see Mrs. Rainbow, but she is afraid to go alone. She asks Amy to go with her. Listen to Amy's questions and help Millie answer them. Circle the correct letters.
1. What does Mrs. Rainbow do, Millie? 2. Really? How does she do that? 3. I'm feeling very tired this week. What should I do to get a good night's sleep? 4. Daniel is not happy this week. What should he do? 5. What other kinds of color therapy does Mrs. Rainbow do? 6. Well, I'd like to try it, but what if the therapy doesn't work?
Speak up. Giving advice. You want to give advice to your partner on what colors to wear. Work in pairs. Use Millie and her cousin's conversation as a model.
Millie, could you give me some advice? I don't know what to wear.
Why don't you wear this red shirt?
No, I don't like red. I'd rather wear blue.
Perhaps you should try these trousers.
No, they're too tight. I prefer to wear jeans.
How about jeans and a blue shirt?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think you should wear jeans because they're comfortable, and wearing blue will make you feel calm.
Yes, you're right. Thanks, Millie.
Pronunciation. Saying TH. A. Your English teacher is showing you how to pronounce these words with the th sound correctly. Listen carefully and practice saying them.
1. Bath.
2. Length.
3. Teeth.
4. Thick.
5. Thin.
6. Think.
7. 3.
8. Thursday. B. Your English teacher goes on to show you how to pronounce these words with the sound correctly. Listen carefully and practice saying them.
1. Father.
2. Mother.
3. Than.
4. That.
5. Them.
6. There.
7. Those.
8. Within. C. Your English teacher wants to know how well you can pronounce these words. Listen carefully. Write th if the word contains a voiceless th. Write th if it contains a voiced th. Then practice saying them.
1. Brother.
2. Healthy.
3. Leather.
4. Other.
5. Path.
6. Rather.
7. Sixth.
8. Thank.
9. The.
10. Then.
11. 30.
12. This.
13. Thought.
14. Through.
15. Weather.